a Western philosopher, Joshua Liebman, wrote about his early life. He said, "When I was a youngster, I made a planning of what I would like to achieve in my lifetime." He listed out his goals and then took that list to a wise person in his neighborhood to check it out, that is his planning for life correct? That wise man looked at the list and said, "Young man, this is all very well. You want a good job, you want a beautiful wife, you want wonderful children, a comfortable house. But there's one thing you've missed out in this list. And without that one thing, it is all useless. What is that one thing? Inner joy, peace of mind, happiness. If we have the whole world, but no happiness, then we are bankrupt. And if we have the inner bliss, we don't care even if things around us are snatched away. So how do we get the happiness that we are seeking? We keep on accumulating objects on the outside. We keep chasing after mirages in the hope that when we reach that destination, we will experience happiness." However, Ruskin Bond, he wrote very well when he said, "There are only two disappointments in the world. When you seek something and don't get it, and when you seek it and get it." In other words, no matter how much we accumulate, happiness still remains elusive. John Rockefeller, in his time the richest man in the world, he confessed that all my money has not got me a moment of happiness. On the other hand, we find the most ordinary, humble, simple people seem to have found it so easily. One little girl came running to a house and rang the bell. An old lady opened and said, "Young girl, what do you want?" She said, "Madam, I'm selling pencils for 5 pence. Will you buy one?" The lady said, "What will you do with the money?" "Ma'am, we are building a hospital in the neighborhood for $30 million. Please help out." The lady tried to probe. "With a 5 pence pencil, you hope to build a $30 million hospital? Isn't that a tall order, young girl?" "No, ma'am, I'm not in it alone. Look at the boy on the other side of the street. He's also collecting. We are in it together." And this girl is so excited. She feels so happy and joyous about what she is doing. What is the secret that she seems to have mastered, which John Rockefeller did not master? Well, happiness lies not in the extent of our external possessions, but the richness of our inner thoughts. In other words, happiness is a consequence of our mindset. Yesterday I had explained, professional excellence is a consequence of mindset. Today we have discussed how inner joy is a gift we receive by developing proper mindsets. I am happy to share with you the news of the launch of my latest book, 7 Mindsets for Success, Happiness and Fulfillment, in which I'll be sharing the most important mindsets that I have distilled for you all, and also reveal to you the techniques for developing them.